Bonjour.
No, don't be weird. Don't be weird. Hi, guys. What? Welcome back to another episode of The Saucy Don and Till.
What do you mean? I thought it was like the perfect intro.
No.
Babe, why are you...
It's so funny because obviously, hi, guys, we're back. We got back from Europe like a week and a bit ago, I think. And we went straight into the shock sale, which was the 50% off. So it's been like madness.
It's been shocking.
Shocking. Smashing. The funny thing is when we're in Paris, we try to like talk French, like speak French, right? And I will say that bonjour, and then they continue to talk French to me, and so I'm so complimented. If they speak English back when I don't know French, like hello is the only thing I know how to say. But like, you know, when I say bonjour and then they speak French back to me, I'm so complimented. But if they say like, g'day, mate, or how you go, I'm like, oh, sorry, so rude.
I've never heard someone from France say back, g'day,
no,
mate.
Okay, that was just like, you know, for effect.
Bonjour, g'day, mate.
It's just for effect. Like, if they talk back in like English, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I was trying so hard, but then if they talk back in French, I'm like, oh, sorry, don't speak French.
It's actually so funny. We try and turn it into games. So every time we do this trip, Till and I try and learn more words, and we've actually decided that we're going to get a tutor in because we want to learn to speak French fluently.
That would be nice.
It would be so imagine.
I did French in primary school.
The words you know are not appropriate for this podcast. But we actually make it a game. So we try our utmost best to pronounce it with the vernacular and say it so nice. And then when people speak back to us in a full French sentence, we're like so complimented, but also like, fuck, what do we do now?
Shit, too far. But it's so funny because you can't speak like another language without adding like that flair to it. Like you can't say bonjour.
I remember like, I did on our first trip. I was like, bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
No, you have to like, yeah, you have just to add a little.
You see people's faces at me.
Twang.
Australian. Australian.
But people love Australian. So when you go overseas, like just always be like, I'm Australian.
You know, it's one thing we've learned in our travels. We're so lucky. Like the world loves Australians.
Yeah.
So whenever we get the chance, people are like, where are you from?
Australia.
Oh, we're from Australia. we don't say other countries, which I'm not going to mention now, but we're from Australia. Like, oh, it's so far. That's the comment everyone throws back. Oh, it's so far. We're like, yeah, actually it is 23 hours, but.
We have no other option.
We don't have a choice.
No, we're on an island.
Oh, it's so far. We really want to go there, but we'll never get there because it's so far. We're like, yeah, we really don't have that conundrum. Because
I feel like Australians are just used to it because, like, we're on an island, we're isolated, we got to do it. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, we can stay here or catch the 24-hour flight.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Guys, we're back. Well, not that we've been anywhere. We've just taken a little bit of a break.
We have been. Europe.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's not like we've come back to another season. We just had a couple of weeks off from the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for enjoying the podcast and messaging us and keeping us accountable.
Not that we do anything with the accountability, but thanks for it.
No, we do. I'm feeling accountable today.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't necessarily in the mood to do the podcast today.
No, Don tried to bail again, but here
Me,
we are.
Again.
You just said, we'll do it on the weekend. I'm not in the mood to podcast, blah, blah, blah. But you know the drill. We do on a Friday afternoon and then we go and get grilled.
It's like a reward. If we don't do the podcast, we can't get grilled.
Yeah, right. Who are you fooling? Who are you kidding? Should we jump straight into the topic of today?
We actually have a topic.
We have a topic we came prepared. So,
Wifey's leading this one.
I posted a question box, surprise, surprise, always do question boxes, love them, the other day, and someone was saying, like, how do you remain or how do you stay positive? How do you have such a positive mindset? And also in Girl Gang, which, shameless plug, is my Facebook group, like, it's pretty much an extension of my Instagram, except you guys can ask each other questions as opposed to just, like, relying on me. So it's an amazing place. It's full of like-minded women that are very supportive of one another, and if you're not in there, you should definitely join. Search. It's in my bio. Instagram. But you can do anonymous posting in there, and someone posted in there like, I want to.
For any guys listening, we're not allowed, just putting it in there.
You can do anonymous posting, so you can post anonymously. And someone posted in there and said, how do I like become a better person? How do I improve my mindset? How do I flip the switch and like see things positively? And I thought that it was two different people, I believe, from my Instagram and from the Girl Gang post. So I thought it was probably a good topic to kind of address because I am a very positive person. We are a very positive couple. It's something I think that I just do automatically now. It's something, my favorite trait about myself is that I can flip a situation. And some of my friends have also said that that's their favorite thing about me too, which is really nice. So if something bad happens, I'm able to see the positive or the lesson or kind of be thankful for the experience.
Well, it's to the extent where Till's that annoyingly positive person sometimes. So Yeah, in
I'm not insulted. I just flipped that to a compliment. So it's all good.
So guys, you know when you just need to have a bitch with someone, or you just need to like have a rant or get something off your chest?
I'm
or whatever,
not that person to do it with.
You just, Tilsa's not the person. Like I am super positive and optimistic as well. And it's such a fantastic trait we have in our relationship and in our family. But sometimes I just need to have a rant or get the shit off my chest.
Yeah, like even it's something that I
and,
have been.
And you just, that's not the door to knock on. Till's door is not the
it's
door
not
to
my
knock
office.
On.
I have always been brought up that way though, because my dad is fantastic at saying, you guys love my dad. It is literally the sweetest thing. And he also listens to the podcast. So shout out Global Glenn.
Shout out GG.
Whenever I post him, you guys go crazy for him. It's so sweet. He's our best friend. Love him lots. So he like kind of instilled, is that what it's called? The mindset into me that like life is amazing. And I've always been really thankful for everything that happens in life, because if you're listening to this podcast, like if you have the ability to listen to this podcast on a phone, on whatever you're listening to, like we're one of the lucky ones, you know what I mean? Like things, shit happens every single day, but in the greater scheme of things, life is incredible. And you even said like when you first met me, that was like a bit
I was going to jump in and tell the story. So it's funny because I don't want to generalize here, but growing up in South African culture back when I grew up is generally a bit of a pessimistic culture. It's a bit of a pessimistic country. A lot has probably changed in the last 10 or 15 years, but the way I grew up, the environment I grew up in was predominantly negative. Like everyone was fighting with everyone. People's default setting was negative. People's default setting, or at least in my environment, was like, let's find the problem before we find the solution. So that's sort of my reference and what I grew up in. I also decided that's not how I wanted to live my life. And that's sort of how I grew up. But then I navigated through this space in my life separately. And then when I met Till, it was the most fascinating experience because I'd go hang out with them. I'm fast forwarding now. I'd go hang out with them and I'd be chilling.
Dad and I.
Yeah. At your place. You guys would always say stuff like, wow, how good is life? And I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's really awkward when you say that. And you and your dad would just have this
so funny that you thought that.
in-depth discussion about, wow, how good is life? I get to watch the TV on a Friday night. Like, yeah, but like, cool. That what's so special about that? Or you guys would often compliment yourselves, not each other. You'd be like, you know what I really love about myself? And I found this at first. I think it might have given me the ick because it was so confronting.
Gave you the ick.
Because shit. But that's how unusual it is.
Yeah.
You know, you would say, and I thought you were really, how can I say this in a nice way? I thought you were like really, not up yourself, but like, wow, like how, like you really had this thought.
Confidence.
Yes. See? Thank you. Thanks for the
you flip it.
Thanks for the lifeline. But you'd often say, and it's something I absolutely admire about you now and something I've learned. Like,
just a disclaimer, I would have only said that in front of you and my dad, though. Yeah. It's not like I said that in a situation because I felt I was wrong. I was wrong, but I felt comfortable and safe.
It was
kind of like my internal dialogue that dad and I have always done to build each other and ourselves up in a safe space.
No, I think
it's not like I like hang out with people and I'm like, you know, I'm Matilda and my favorite thing about myself.
Sorry, don't you dare apologize or even give the disclaimer, because it's one of the most amazing things. I think that's the point of this podcast. It's like it's part of the message to share. Mm-hmm. Like we should all be able to stop and
hold on. So wait, so you it doesn't give you the ick anymore?
No, God no.
So what was it like you got kind of into it, right?
No, I got really into it, but I was just so confused at the time. Like
see, it's not foreign to me because I grew up, I learned this from a young age.
It was a cultural difference for me, but what was most foreign to me is like at that point in my life, I was already being super positive. I was already, you know, I'd already gone through all the crap I was going through and I was just focused on getting out of it and moving forward. And then you came in and you guys, that was your default setting. That wasn't my default setting. A lot of people don't have that as their default setting. They grow up in adversity. They grow up in trauma. They grow up in drama. They might even have a bad life. Just the parents just raise them. They might just be like parents that have a terrible relationship and their culture that they are raised in, not country, like your culture, your family culture is negative.
And in saying that, I definitely had a privileged childhood. Like I won't say I didn't, but we didn't have like disposable income. We didn't like, I had a lot of things growing up that were traumatic, so to speak, and that I had to work through, and a lot of life situations that were less than ideal. So it's not like I have had like this like easy
breezy. You don't have a fairy tale life.
No, absolutely not. I won't go into it. It's quite personal, but It's not like I have this easy breezy and I'm like, oh yeah, life's amazing. Like, no. But the reason that I'm able to see that life is amazing is because these things have happened and look at the person I am because of it. And it's like, I take, for example, I get emotional because this is something like, this is just how I am. Like, for example, John said, like, you're watching TV on a Friday night. That is fucking amazing. It's Friday night. It is Friday night. It's the weekend. I'm relaxed on the couch. I've probably already showered. I might have had grilled. I'm just relaxing on a Friday night. Life is good.
Again, that's our default setting in life, is to be present. We've spoken about this so often on the podcast. It's like, you know, I think one of our best podcasts that people love,
the downloaded one,
was when people speaking about like, how we ought make every moment a moment.
Yeah.
It's exactly the
like
same
concept. Like our rules to have a good day or something. Yeah.
It's like, well, right now, like in this very moment, when you really think about, and even in our present life, guys, like Till and I have 101 things that are going wrong in life. Shit has.
And it's pretty, we can't talk about it. No, it's not. But, you know, some of them are quite
there's some
things
crazy
that people wouldn't be able to do or normally deal with, you know. It's not the norm things that we have to go through sometimes.
No, it's shit. There's a lot of shit that it's no different to what most people are going through.
Yeah.
But we absolutely, and maybe it's just our coping mechanism to live a blissful life, but we're always trying to like focus on the moment and be like even the situation, like wherever you are right now, whatever your present state of mind is, life's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like how cool is it that we get to sit here, do the podcast? I didn't feel like doing it, but I get to sit here and talk to my
You're
best friend in the world.
Now.
Like I get to spend an hour with you and hang out. We get to chat, talk shit a bit, hopefully share one or two messages that, and I know for a fact will change a couple of people's lives. We're going to go out for burgers. We're going to go home. I'm going to have a whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hang out with you.
I'm going to have a glass of red. That is beautiful.
I'm going to open up a bottle of red for you tonight. I don't give a fuck if I waste the rest of the bottle.
At the same time, it's like we still have it just because we're having such an incredible, an easy, incredible night because we're choosing to feel that way. It doesn't mean that there's not other things going on in our life that aren't easy and incredible, but we choose to focus on where we are, what we're doing right now, and what we can control. And what we can control is the fact that we're going to have a beautiful night. It's Friday night. I love it. I always say to myself, and Don and I do this as well, every Saturday, we always say, it's Saturday. It's Saturday morning. We're sitting in bed having coffee and we say, it's Saturday morning. Like you just have to be present. Take yourself to that space and think, it's a Saturday. We don't go to work on Saturdays. You may work on Saturdays. You do this on your day off, okay? But you just like sit in bed and you think, it's a Saturday. I don't have to go to work today. It's a Saturday. It's the weekend. How good is life? And I say, how good is life after like literally everything? I have a hot shower and I'm like, how good is life? Because I love, love, love a hot shower. I put my body lotion on. I'm like, oh, I feel so luxe. How good is life?
But it's quite catchy, guys, because like we do it in our life. Like, you know, I walk around the house with Tim. I'm like, babe, how good is life?
Mm-hmm.
Or even when your dad's visiting, we'll all just be like, how good is life?
We just sit there and talk about how good life is.
But the statement, it's quite a cringy statement, but you might feel awkward saying it first, guys, but walk around your house.
But I want to like say, I know people are going through a lot of stuff, so saying how good is life might sound a bit like oblivious to like, do you know what I mean? Like the messaging, but it's not talking about that nothing is going wrong in our life. It's just choosing to see that even though things may not be as perfect as you want them to be, like life is good and we will get through it because you've gotten through everything else before.
No, but that is 100% what we're trying to share.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's the, that is
like,
the
I don't want
message.
It to seem like we're out of touch with reality because we're like, how good is life? 24, like what can we say so that people, like that's not what I'm trying to say here. Like, do you know what I mean?
I definitely think that people understand what we're trying to say. I think that there is no way that we're out of touch with like the amount of crap that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Like, and don't get it twisted. Like, majority of this year I've had crippling anxiety to the extent that like work and our environments have been super stressful. And it's not at the point where it's like I can't figure it out. It's just those are the things that cripple a person's mindset. We're all dealing with it. So this is like how I cope. Like in that very moment, I stop and I'm like, I look around, I'm like, well, all right, I'll sort that out. I'll be like, that's Monday's problem. I can deal with that issue over there. That family problem is going to sort that self out. I'm like, how good is life?
Yep.
In this very present moment where if you really think about it, and by the way, someone here that's listening to this might be going through something super crazy in this very second, you're excluded from the concept. But for most of us, you can be super present in these 20 seconds and you can actually look around and be like, in these 20 seconds, nothing's really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you'll have things to deal with, but in these 20 seconds, you can have an appreciation moment for life and be like, my life's really good right now.
I also think being able to flip a situation, which is something that you and I both do, and you tell me I'm annoying when I do it sometimes, but I feel like
no, you're annoying when you do it because I have to vent. So sometimes I'm trying to vent to you and then you're like, no, but babe, let's look at it this way. I'm like,
So for example, we did our massive sale, right? Which was incredible, record-breaking. Thank you guys so much. We are so grateful. Unfortunately, there are some delays and we literally cannot do any more, which I think gives us a little bit of more confidence in kind of dealing with customers and things like that because we have our incredible warehouse team. We've got more warehouse staff in. We have the best system we've ever had, the best technology we've ever had. The team is working 7 days a week, day and night split shifts. Like we physically cannot do any more. But there are delays because the sale was record-breaking, mind-blowing, insane. We're working as fast as we can, but that does mean that some people are a little bit mad because they haven't got their orders in time. And so people are, I deal with a lot of these mad people and I explain it to them. And most of the time I'm able to kind of flip them. You know, I can explain it. They will then understand because at the end of the day, we're all human and we all know we're trying our best. But when I see these negative comments or a negative message, I'm a sensitive gal. It does affect me.
Till's cried about 3 times in this podcast already.
But I think it's the moon on PMS or something because, like, I don't know, I am teary today. But I think, so I get a negative comment like this and I think, okay, so they're mad that you know, someone's a bit annoyed. I'm trying to choose my words carefully. Someone's a bit annoyed because they haven't got their stacks order as quickly as they wanted to. So they want their order that badly and, you know, you're so excited for your product, like, and you're mad because of that. I'm like, okay, if any, there's a reason to be mad at us.
Yeah, that's a positive.
It's that. I'm actually like, okay, you guys are so excited about your order that you're getting annoyed that it's taking so long. Like, I understand that and I'll take that.
But I wanna...
And it takes the negativity out of it a little bit. And I think that's how I work with life. Like, I will always try and flip it. I will always try and find a positive. I will always try and find a lesson.
But that's also been a process, right? Like,
yes.
It's not so I rewind and I look back, you know, 2 years ago, Black Friday 2021 maybe, when we were absolutely unprepared. We did not have technology. We did not have a team. We did not have a system. Like, we were used to doing maybe a couple hundred orders on a Black Friday.
Yeah.
Right. And then we hit this sale period and we did tens of thousands of orders. This is, I think it's like 2 years or 3 years Black Friday. And we sat there with all, like, Till and I, we had like panic attacks, not knowing how we're going to get through it, right? And it was only like 5 or 10 of us at the time or whatever it is. We didn't know how to cope. Like, all we could do was the absolute best we can. It was chaos. Like, we were in tears almost every day.
I was crying. Every single message that Stacks would receive would make me cry.
In between that, like, so we would be packing orders throughout the day for the whole day for 12 hours straight, exhausted, like eating into. We'd have food at our packing station, eating whatever. And then in between, you know, Till still was managing Instagram. And then at night, we get on customer service, get hammered on customer service of just people at us all day.
You know, people commenting.
Angry. And we're wearing it. We're copying. We understand. Like,
yeah.
It was a shit show. And then, like, we jump on our personal Instagrams. And by the way, 90% of people use social media as a release. But 90% of people use social media as escapism. But when people coming at you online in your DMs being like, where's my order, blah, blah, it really
got to us. Horrible, absolutely horrible. And some of the messages were just so harsh and we took it to heart.
We took it so, I mean, it shaped us and it forced us to, I was halfway through that process and I was like, that's it. We have to make crazy improvements.
So in turn, so basically the whole flipping thing is we are actually now so grateful for that experience because a couple of years ago we had some really big sales. Now we're doing bigger numbers and we have implemented a system because we weren't able to keep up with those numbers before. So we are so grateful and thankful that that happened because it taught us the lesson that we need to have this technology, we need to have these systems in play because we can't run a business like that.
I remember us having this conversation at the end of it, right? Like, yeah, we just felt like the world was against us. I remember this. And I'm not even talking about the priceless technology at the moment. Like, towards the end of it, we felt so deflated and demotivated because we just felt like the world was against us.
Which is so crazy because...
And then we had like this moment where we were like, wait, people are upset that they're not getting the orders just because they want their stacks and they want their orders so much. Like, we looked at it and we're like, wait, we're receiving this entire thing incorrectly because it is such a positive thing. Like, people are getting upset because they don't have their orders because they just really want the product and the collections or their orders of stacks that they love that much, right?
Yeah. And it's much better than people not caring at all about stacks. Like, there's, it's always a, yeah, every cloud has a silver lining. I have that tattooed on me. And I think it's the truth. But you, that, like I said, is the reason that we were able to implement these systems. And we're like, we are kicking ass with how many orders and products we're getting out a day now because of the lessons that we've learned previously. And now we can be grateful for that experience because it shaped us and it taught us a lot. So I think there's just like everything in life is like that. But so, yeah, I think it's just so important to be able to flip your mindset and to be able to see the positives in everything. Another example that I used on my Instagram story is that I said, if you lose your keys for 5 minutes, you know, look hard for your keys, but don't be frustrated at the process. Don and I have so much faith in the universe, in God, whatever it is, that we believe if you really can't find your keys for 5 minutes, maybe someone out there, something out there was protecting you from being on the road within those 5 minutes.
No, I think it's spot on. I was having a flashback. I was thinking of like, were you saying I was having this vision of like a family, like everyone's getting packed. You know, if you have like a South African mom, like my mom, if things aren't running smoothly, like shit's going to hit the fan. Like we're all going to get on each other's nerves. It's the funniest thing.
It's the end of the world.
Guys, my mom is the funniest woman on this planet, but she will definitely put you in your place if you need to be called out. So I was just imagining while you're saying that, like someone's lost their keys and everyone's packed to go on this holiday and the keys are gone and everyone's fighting with each other. If we can't find the keys, we'll just look at each other and be like, we'll laugh it off and be like, okay, let's just take a minute. We're probably not supposed to be on the road right now.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll like take a second. And because you don't find your keys when you're all like screaming at each other and flustered and blah, blah, blah. But like no one meant to lose the keys.
Yeah.
No one has thought, I'm going to do this. So there's really no reason to be mad at these kind of things. Like just take a second, look for the keys, you'll find the keys, and then you'll get on the road and be on your way.
All right. This is the craziest story. The day before our Stacks Friday sale, guys, you're going to love this one. This is brilliant. The day before our Stacks Friday sale.
You have to tell the full story.
I'm going
to
tell the full story. It's the best possible story. So it is Wednesday morning, Tuesday.
It's Wednesday.
When do we get back from Europe?
Tuesday.
We get back Tuesday. I come into the office.
I don't know how you got. Don literally got off the plane, like 25, it was more than 24 hours of travel, got off the plane, went straight into work.
And we had to make sure we were ready for the sale. Like, you know, a sale takes weeks and weeks of planning. I'd done all the planning before, ready to rock and roll. The team was doing the execution. Everything was running smoothly. We knock off for the night. I can't remember what happened, but I wasn't feeling great the next morning. So I had a bit of a sleep in. Till wakes me up on the Wednesday and it's like, hey, the website's crashed. The entire website was deleted and the team is freaking out. I think you need to go into the office. I'm like, okay. All right. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm a bit delirious because I feel like the jet lag finally kicked in at
that
point.
And jet lag, waking up with jet lag is the worst. Like you just feel sick.
But my mindset at that point is like damage control. I think to myself, all right, as a leader, I have to control the narrative and control the situation. I have to make sure that if I get into the office and I lose my shit at the team, I'm going to set everyone back in the environment and no one's going to find the solution because I assessed this thing in my mind. I was like, no one woke up that morning and decided, hey, I'm going to go into work and crash the website.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into work and delete. No one does that. Like I have that much faith in our team and a love for our team that I know for a fact that whatever happened was an absolute accident.
I just think people are good at heart.
Yeah.
People don't wake up trying to do shit things.
No way. So when you comprehend that, when you accept that, like you think to yourself, like at your worst mistake, when you made a mistake as an individual, did you plan for that to happen? Nah, 90% of the time, 100% of the time, no one plans for it to happen. So you want everyone around you to rally up with you and sort out the problem. So anyways, so get to the office. It's a shit show. Like everyone's almost in tears. And this is a massive, massive thing for us guys. Like, you know, the company's pretty big at this stage. You know, we got quite a lot of stuff. Everyone is working, prepping. We've been spending weeks prepping. The prep work that goes into launching a sale like this is insane. And less than 24 hours before we go live. Literally,
before our biggest sale ever.
Yeah. Yeah. What ended up being our biggest sale ever, the entire website crashed to the point where it crashed as a result of the fact that there was so much traffic of people trying to fill up their carts and pre-plan their shopping, but also the whole backend got deleted. I won't bore you with the details of it, but we did not have a website to go live. So come to work, go through all the meetings, get the whole team, everyone's rallying together, and we absolutely keep calm and we just get into a positive mindset. And we had to end up locking the website, as you guys know, which in turn had the most crazy effect. Like people, the crazy thing with that is like our entire community rallied about it. We dropped the note in the VIP page to our whole community. We're like, hey, shit's going down on the website. We're working on it. The team's not sleeping tonight. We're going to work through this. And everyone just supported it.
Yeah.
But I think that we put such good energy out into the universe at that point that it just all worked out the way it was supposed to.
And the way that we flip that, or the way that we kind of change positive, is we think like, shit, the website is down, but thank you God that it wasn't down on the sale day.
That's the first thing I said. I was like, mm-hmm. guys, this is not ideal. Thank God it's happened today. We will find a solution today.
Yep.
The team, everyone jumped on it, and we're so fucking lucky that it happened the day before and not during the site. Like,
and that's it. And also something like, you don't go into work and say, okay, we're going to be positive, we're going to do that. You don't have to go in and like do like this cringe talk. Like you can just go in. I mean, I didn't see you, so maybe you did do the cringe talk, but you lead by example. People can like pick up on your energy. People will mirror your energy. Life is a mirror. And you just go in, you choose the energy that you want to have. You're going to get this problem solved. It was nobody's fault because nobody meant to do this. But also being mad isn't going to fix a situation. Like you have to work smarter and get the job done. And bickering with someone, telling someone off, doing all this isn't going to get you closer to the goal.
You know, I think when we get into the mindset of there is a solution for every problem, it completely flips your dynamic of existence. So like, and really pay attention to that comment, like there is a solution for every problem. A lot of people find a problem for every solution.
Mm.
And that's like that concept of glass half full, half empty. Like I said earlier, guys, like Taylor and I have to deal with a lot of things, but we have to focus on the positive for us to cope.
Yeah.
And you listening to this, you have to focus on the positive for you to cope no matter what you're going through, because what's the alternative? You're going to get yourself into the space where you're absolutely betrothed in darkness and like unhappiness, and that's just not going to give anyone life, or irrespective of your situation. Like so many people are going through such crazy crap. I get it. But we have to at least try and see that little bit of light in the darkest of days.
I have another example. So I am usually ready before Don is ready, gets ready. And Don takes a little bit longer to get ready, he has to change his outfit, et cetera, et cetera.
Because I start later.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever it is that you do take a little bit longer if you start later than me when I have to do hair and makeup, et cetera. But you do. So anyway, it used to frustrate me so much. And I used to get so annoyed. And it would be like, I would just literally sit there waiting. And like, you can feel my energy. Like there's like fumes coming off.
So I've been waiting for Till for like 40.
No. It's okay. This is my story. Okay. So I'm sitting there. You could feel my energy. And then it would end up being like Don and I having a bicker as we leave the house. So I decided, I thought, you know what? Don always does take like, I finish getting ready earlier than Don does. So why don't I actually do something? Like instead of sitting there, like use that time that I have and use it wisely and use it to my advantage, turning a negative into a positive. So, you know, if there's like 20 minutes that I'm ready or whatever, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, if you ask Don, then I'm tidying up the kitchen. I'm hanging all my clothes back up. I'm wiping down my beauty cabinet. Like I'm doing things as opposed to just like sitting there in my fury. And
because it's your fury, because I'm fine.
Yeah.
By the time I'm looking fresh, I'm smelling good, like I'm going to get that burger and you're the one upset. I'm like, why?
It's usually when we're going to breakfast. we're hangry. But yeah, it's just flipping it, realizing that you're in control of your emotions. And again, life is pretty good.
Ugh, it's just so positive. God.
Was that a good, did you guys take something from that?
Such a cringy episode.
It cringe?
No, I think, it's shared with the best love and intention. And I think people are going to love this one.
Also,
I really
guys.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Another example.
No. Just a quickie. You know Ryan.
Right here.
My dad's listening.
Oh.
Ryan Holiday, he writes The Daily Stoic and he's written a couple of books. He's written many very good books. The Obstacle is the Way is a fantastic book. And I feel like that kind of shaped me in having this mindset as well. It just teaches you like the obstacle is the way, the obstacle is the way forward. In order to get to where you want to be, you do have to go through these hardships, but it's all about how you manage it and how you deal with it. So if you want something to read, Obstacle is the Way, Ryan Holiday.
Make sure you do that. But anyway, right now we've got to go and have a burger.
I just coughed. So sorry. Right now.
No, I was going to say, I was going to try and make another joke about a quickie, but I think it's time to go for a burger.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you took something from this episode.
Love you.
And thanks for shopping the sale.
Oh, we love
you. Can't wait to see you in Stag.
Bye.